Okay, folks, back in action again. Don't want to have to suspend standing orders. And the next item is item 6, application number 19/00796/FUL, Forum House, 14 Thames Street, Staines-upon-Thames, CW18-4UD. This planning application seeks permission for the building to provide 9 additional residential dwellings by the erection of 2 storeys on the existing roof, followed by the removal of the existing roof structure. Following the removal of the existing roof structure, the proposal provides 4 parking spaces. No outside amenity space is provided apart from balconies. Kelly.
Okay, thank you, Chairman. So this application relates to the erection of 2 floors on top of the existing building and the provision of 9 residential units. Following the removal part of the roof structure on the building. So the application site is located as outlined in red here, and this is Forum House. On the opposite side of the road is the Debenham site on the other side of Thames Street, and to the west we've got Spelthorne House in this location here. That's got 3 floors of office space on the ground up, and then the 3 top stories, because it's a 6-story building, there are residential flats there. And then below that, to the south of that, is Staines Methodist Church. And then we have the Memorial Gardens and the River Thames to the south and west of the site. So directly to the north of the site, adjoining to this existing building, is numbers 1-5 Thames Street. And that has, in the recent past, had permission and built a 2-story extension on top of the roof, very much in line with what this proposal is based upon. So the application itself is a 3-storey building. On the ground floor it has commercial uses, and presently on the first and second floors it has an office use. However, recently prior approval consent has been given to convert the first and second floor into 40 residential units. This application that's being considered before us today just involves those 9 units on top. The application has also been amended since it was submitted following our request, in particular the very top floor, because it was proposed 3 floors of accommodation, has been removed, and the floors that remain have been set back from the front elevation to reduce the impact. So you can see here the aerial photograph. This is the subject building. This is the building attached to it at Thames Street. You can see the new roof of the 2 new floors on top of that original building, and we've got Debenhams here. This L-shaped building is Spelthorne House and the Methodist Church here. So again, just to show some photographs and then go to the plans. So this is Debenhams on the left-hand side, looking in a southerly direction down Thames Street. And this is the application building here. You can see the adjacent building in this position here, and that has got the 2 stories of accommodation on top that's been added. You can see that there is a bulky roof on Forum House presently, which will be removed in order to make way for the proposed extension. So this just shows it slightly more clearer. You can see the bulkiness of the mansard style roof. There's 3 floors of accommodation in the building, and then the roof is quite tall in comparison to that. This shows the property taken in front at street level, so just to get an idea of the built form there. And this photograph's taken from the rear of the site, so you've got Spelthorne House in the picture on the left-hand side. This is the rear of the site where there's some parking, and this shows the application building here and then the rear of the building as it goes around the bend of Thames Street. So the existing elevations are shown here. The top one shows the street scene elevation onto Thames Street. So you can see the 3 floors of accommodation, and then we have got a very tall mansard style roof that is particularly bulky and tall. This is the southern elevation of the building, which borders with the Memorial Gardens. Okay, in this position here, we have the rear elevation of the property, and you can see again it's got this bulky roof structure on top, and this is the elevation taken from the southern elevation, so looking in a northern direction as it currently appears from the memorial gardens, and this is the bulky roof on top. So the proposal is to remove much of the bulky roof and then have a provision of two stories on top of the building. You can see it's set back from the southern elevation here in stages. This plan also shows the adjacent building. So this is the building next door, and you can see the two floors that have been added in this location here on top of the existing building. And then that part of the building here is actually Spelthorne House when viewed behind. So this elevation again shows a rear elevation. You can see the top two floors that have been added and the setback. And then this is the elevation from Memorial Gardens once again. You can see the setback. The extension has been designed very much in keeping with the neighbouring property. It's going to be built of the same materials, and it's designed by the same architects in order to reflect the design of the existing building. So this shows the floor plans of the proposed floors. So this is the first floor on top. So there's an existing lift in the building which is accessed via the lobby on Thames Street, and that will continue up into the two new floors. And on this floor we've got there's five one-bedroom flats. Each of the flats have got amenity space by means of a balcony, and they have an outlook both to the front and to the rear of the property. This is the top floor of that proposed, and again you can see it's set back from the elevation, and again each of these flats has a balcony and windows in the front and the rear of the properties. And this floor has one studio flat against adjoining the existing building. Then we've got two one-bedroom flats, and then there's a three-bedroom flat on the end with a balcony overlooking the Memorial Gardens. We do have a few isometric 3D drawings, which are quite useful. So this photograph's taken from up high, looking in a southerly direction. This is Debenhams in front of us. The building in the background there is Spelthorne House, and that's the Methodist Church and the river. So you can see the current extension on numbers 1-5 Thames Street. And then this is the proposed extension. Again, this is the Thames Street elevation in the lower picture, and it shows the proposed stories on top, which you can see a setback. And you can see that the proposal will result in the existing building being approximately a metre taller than the neighbouring property. When the buildings were originally built, they were built together, and the building at Forham House was in fact taller than the adjacent site at number 1-5 Thames Street. So in building an extension to the same design and scale of that already built at numbers 1-5 Thames Street, it will bring the building back to the previous character of when it was built, i.e. Forham House would be a little bit taller than the property on Thames Street. So again, this is just taking a view from the south, from sort of Memorial Gardens and Thames Street, looking up. And again, you can see the setbacks and the light make material so that these additional floors appear subservient. And then this is just a similar view of the proposal. It's considered that the proposed built form is in keeping with the design of the host building and indeed that of the neighbouring property. It's also considered that the proposed units would provide a good standard of accommodation. The amenity space and parking provision, which is 4 parking spaces in the basement and 16 cycle parking spaces in the lobby on the ground floor, are sufficient given the location of this site, which is close to public open space and obviously the local facilities and public transport links. It's considered that there's no significant or demonstrable harm that's caused that would outweigh the benefits of the scheme, and therefore it's recommended for approval. Thank you.
Thank you for that, Kelly. Now, please, could Geoffrey Nicholson come forward to speak against the application? And you're reminded you're only able to speak for 3 minutes, and I'll give you an indication when there's 30 seconds to run. And at some stage we'll get lights in this place to make it modern, go red and green. But so 3 minutes, start in your own time, sir.
Good evening. On behalf of Staines Methodist Church, our main objection is the refuse provision In the previous application 19/00102, eight 1100 litre bins were provided for the 40 flats. In this application, there is no extra provision despite increasing the number of flats by about 25%. We would have thought that the number of 1100 litre bins should be increased to 10. There was this concern that there will be overflowing bins and fly blown rubbish affecting the whole of the site, as we are currently experiencing from the adjoining development following their conversion to flats. We note, despite plans for recycling during the conversion, none of the planned bins seem to be designed for recycling ones for ongoing use. When we have been encouraged to recycle perhaps at least 50% to 50% levels, this seems to be a serious oversight. A further objection is that the number of disabled parking spaces from the use by HMRC, who previously occupied Forum House, has been halved, when people are living longer and likely to be more handicapped over time. In fact, just before I came out on the news tonight, they said 20% of the population is disabled. Again, this seems to be a short-sighted move, and I hope the council will be able to put some restrictions along with these lines on this development. Thank you very much.
Thank you for that, Mr. Nicholson. Mr. Walker, any points you'd like to clarify as a result of the comments made, or is this something that we can actually put in contacting Jackie Taylor to try and assist?
Yeah, I mean, obviously with this application, we're considering the 9 units that are being proposed. I think there's obviously an existing issue with some of the uses that are there. For this proposal, there is sufficient parking space and also refuse storage facilities provided for the 9 units. Prior approval provides less information requirements with an application. But under this application, it does provide what we require.
So it's part of the government's prior approval thing where we don't have any control that's happened. So we can still write to Jackie Taylor to ask if she could to look at this. So it's not part of this application, sir, but we will contact the Head of Neighbourhood Services to tell her about the issues which you've raised.
In the previous application, it said eight labelled bins. This says there's sufficient.
It'll be raised with the Head of Neighbourhood Services. Okay, thank you, sir. So now, please, could Kay Collins come forward to speak for the application? And you're reminded you're only able to speak for 3 minutes as well, and I'll prompt you when there's 30 seconds to run.
Good evening. I won't talk for too long. You've been here long enough this evening.
Don't believe those clocks, though,
first. The proposals are for a 2-story extension at the roof of Forum House on Thames Street in Staines. The proposals remove existing structures at the roof level, so the increase in height overall has been limited to 1 story as far as possible. Consent has recently been granted, as you know, for the prior approval for the rest of the building. The site was previously used by HMRC, who vacated the property in April 2018. This application, along with previous prior approval, will bring this empty property back into active use and complement surrounding users in this town centre site, as well as obviously providing much needed housing. The site is a very sustainable one, being located in the town centre, has excellent access to facilities and services. This is reflected in the comments made by the Highways Authority, and is clearly in accordance with the planning policy context for the site. As been mentioned by Ms. Walker, the extension has been designed by the same architect, so we were keen to make sure that the proposals were in keeping with the adjacent site. The scheme has been revised from that previously submitted, or initially submitted, to remove the very top floor of the proposal. And to provide increased setbacks to reduce the overall footprint of the development. This has resulted in improved proportions in comparison to Forum House and the adjacent development, and this was complemented by the Council's Urban Design Consultant. Car parking for the new dwellings is in an underground car park through the site and disabled parking at ground level. The level of the proposed car parking, along with disabled parking, cycle parking, and also refuse, have all been deemed appropriate by the Council's various consultants. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you for that. Mrs. Walker, any points you'd like to clarify as a result of the comments made?
No.
Okay, so the item is now with the committee. Councillor Harvey.
Thank you, Chairman. This application sort of reminds me of the one that we dealt with last month in Shepperton.
You've got to move it.
Oh, got to move
it. Not the microphone.
Maybe next time, say, Councillor Harvey, move. Yes, I would like to move this application as per the officer's recommendation for approval. Thank you.
Do I have a seconder?
I'll second that, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Councillor Barnard. Councillor Harvey.
Yes, this reminds me of the application in of last month in Shepperton. And the particular...
The top of it.
Yeah. Is that what you call it? Top town. So it's obviously a trendy thing to do at the moment. I note that in 7.23 that the council's urban design consultant has commented that he thinks this building will actually enhance, this extension will actually enhance the street scene. If it's developed according to the current plan, in particular the tiered effect setting the two new stories back. And I'm personally pleased that the balconies are provided, and I like flats with balconies. And I guess they'll have a bit of a prime view over the river. So even though they seem to be very small units, certainly they can get outside and enjoy the view. The two further stories provide 9 additional flats following removal of the current roof, and the planning officer has gone through the plans and is seemingly happy with all points. So I'm minded to approve this. But I'm interested in the opinions of my fellow members. I do have one question though. Where are these new 4 parking spaces coming from? How?
Okay.
They're in the existing basement. Currently the building's not in use, so the car parking spaces are there, but they've not been used by anybody. So they will be, those 4 spaces will be allocated to this development of the 4, of the 9 units.
So they found them in the basement. Councillor Sider.
Thank you, Chairman. Well, I'd like, after this, the vote has been taken, I'd like, whatever it goes, I'd like to explain clearly to Mr. Nicholson, who spoke earlier, regarding his concerns regarding waste, because I see the group head, neighbourhood serves no objection, sufficient space provided for the proposal. I think the gentleman needs some assurances that that will happen. So I, after the meeting's closed, perhaps the officers could explain the way forward for him.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like, yeah, I mean, it is, I mean, really, it is, you can pass on the fact that we will contact... for the benefit of you, sir, in the public gallery, it's been suggested by one of our members that you get a bit more information about this current situation regarding those bins and why it's like that, and what we're going to do about contacting Group Head of Neighbourhood Services in order to see if she can assist. And the fundamental problem is that the office block got turned into flats under what the government called prior approval, which means that they have the permission to go ahead, and we have very little say in anything to do with that conversion. And it also applies to the refuse disposal, and therefore we have no control over that. But we're going to ask our group head of neighbourhood services to see if she can do anything in order to improve the situation for you. Right. So if I move on to members, I've got Councillor Barnard, Councillor Councillor Lagden, and then Councillor Seaver.
You have to leave, I've got to pick someone up.
Okay, yeah, we'll leave at some time. I hope you're not believing these clocks.
Especially taking into account also recycling as well as disabled access as well.
Right. Thank you. Okay, good answer. Right, so Councillor Barnard, that's saying, then Councillor. You haven't said. All right. Okay, you're out of it. So, Siva, Councillor Siva, Councillor Lagden, and then Councillor Dunn. Councillor Siva.
Yeah, thank you, Chair. Just in respect of access for disabled people, is there a possibility to have a lift installed? Should there be a lift installed, given that there's three stories?
Yeah, there is already a lift in the building.
Okay.
And it will be extended up to the new floors.
Oh, that's excellent.
It's accessed from the lobby on Thames Street.
Yes, it was one of the letters of representation. Yeah. That's good to know. And to be clear, there are four extra parking spaces. There is disabled. There is
not within those four.
But
there's not actually a requirement for them to have to provide a disabled space.
Okay. Thank you.
That's a well-made point, then, Councillor. And then Councillor Lagden.
I wanted to check whether you wouldn't, as planning officers, be allowed to check with Jackie Taylor as to whether or not there would be sufficient recycling and waste facilities provided, regardless of the fact that it is under this legislation that means that they can go ahead with it anyway. So to reiterate, are you not allowed to get Jackie's opinion and give that to us at this stage for fear that that might cloud our judgment on whether or not to accept this?
No, the gentleman's problem was with the bin storage, which is for the already converted by prior approval office. The offices below have been converted by prior approval to flats, which is out with the control of this authority.
Okay, so it was the second and the floors underneath this, but there's already provision for these flats, because my understanding was that he was saying the flats that have already been built that are above the kind of curve of Thames Street have already caused it enough of an issue with waste and recycling, and that these new flats are going to make it even worse if it's not properly dealt with. That was my understanding. So my question to you remains, and that seems to be what the rest of the members' opinion was of what was said, would it, I suppose, let me change the way I say it, would it be that difficult to get Jackie's opinion before? Is that legal?
Yeah, I mean, she responded on this one anyway.
You're looking at me like I'm an alien, but yeah. I don't think it's a ridiculous question to ask.
No. Actually, disposal of refuse does come as part of the consultation during it.
I was just checking with Kelly Walker there. This application has enough refuse facilities with the current application for the 9 units. They've got enough proposed. I think the issue that both Kelly and Councillor Smith Ains has referred to is the previous prior approval on the flats on the lower floors, where we can't consider those ones under the legislation that we look at. We're, from a planning point of view, we're not permitted to consider refuse as part of one of the criteria. We can only look at things like contamination, flooding, transportation, and noise.
Are all of the flats on the top floor, including the ones that are already built, those penthouse-style things to the right, are those using the same waste and recycling area, or will be using the same waste and recycling area as the proposed development that we're looking at today? Do we know that? Because that's what I thought this guy was saying. He's concerned that it's all going to be the same thing. But anyway, look, I don't want to keep us here longer than we have to. I just think it'd be useful to get from Jackie Taylor, you know, some information.
But we are. What he was talking about was not this application, but that's why I just asked if we could. So we will be passing on his comments.
If you're sure, that wasn't my perception, but okay, fine. Yeah, all right.
Right, okay, so Councillor Dunn.
Thank you, Chairman. I would like clarification on 7.33. It says here, however, there is high quality public open space at the Memorial Gardens, linking to Thames Towpath. Is it not in our new local plan that is is under threat of being used for development?
It may well be in the emerging local plan, but that's not relevant for this application because it's carried negligible weight because it's only just been part of the consultation. So at this stage,
it doesn't carry, it's just negligible weight, so we have to determine on the current position of the current adopted local plan and the national planning policy framework.
I thought we said somewhere within, not necessarily this application, but one of the others, that we could take it into account, that the fact that we were now going through a new procedure for the local plan.
The training that I mentioned that we went on the local plan decision making on Monday, I outlined the process, and at the moment the NBPF makes it clear that there would be sort of little weight at this stage, and the closer we get to adoption of the local plan and whether there's been any unresolved objections, that's when there'll be more weight with the policies and the allocations. But at this stage, it's so new, it's so just literally off the starting blocks that we're still looking at our adopted local plan. And if that's out of date, then we have to turn to the end of the framework, the NBPF.
Okay, thank you.
I'm sure we're going to have a lot more of those as we get near that time. Councillor Barnard.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just a couple of really very small points. We've just been talking about the local plan. The local plan we're working to, of course, is 9 years out of date, and the new one comes in, as you know, next year. But where's the affordable housing? 50%? No. This is a straightforward and follows on from the previous development alongside. Got one really thing to ask is, on the plan, what is a frank elevation, or is that a misprint? It's a flank. Oh, I see. Okay. Excuse my ignorance, Mr. Chairman.
Just picking up on the affordable housing, this is for 9 units, so the policy doesn't kick in until 15 units.
Shows are ready to the last one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where you find developers will apply for 14 units, and then later on, when we've only got that, they'll then ask for another few. So, anyhow, how about Councillor Nicholls?
Thank you. If I can just break up the happy home. When I read this in the first instance, and not a lot made me change my mind, I think this looks like a grubby little profit-maximising development. All the units are minimum size. There's no amenity space. The air quality plan says the proposed development has the potential to expose future occupants to elevated pollution levels, and then goes on to explain that, of course, that the average particulates are okay.
But Councillor, I just interrupt you, Councillor. Could somebody move suspension of standing orders to a close of business?
Oh, could I move suspension of standing orders to a close of business, please?
We're on 3 hours, so yes, you've moved it. Seconder?
I'll second.
Thank you. Agreed? Yeah. Thank you. Carry on, Councillor.
I'll try and do it in the 1 minute. you've ruined my flow there. We should be mindful about putting people in areas of high air pollution. As Councillor Barnard has pointed out, there's no affordable housing because prior approval development, so there's nothing.
No. There's no affordable housing because there's only 9 units.
I appreciate there's no affordable housing in the whole of the house.
That's because prior approval, you cannot have any.
Yeah, I realise that. I was saying that. That's what I meant to be saying. Sorry. And so we're just adding another 9 units, which are just for profit development. So we're just lifting the roof for a bit more profit. Is this the best that we can really expect in our borough? I really have severe doubts about this. I don't see this as making Staines the place to live. Now, I understand fully that none of this is a reason for refusal, but it says an awful lot about our standards and the expectation levels that we set in this borough.
Yeah, I can understand what you're saying there, and I know from when you're on the council before, you had similar views. The problem we have with, it's not a problem, the job we have as planning committee is that we judge what comes before us. We would love people to put in something better, but if they don't, we have to judge what they've given us. And so we're making a judgment on this. So it is something which, I agree, we could do with a lot of really first-class looking developments. I'm not trying to go past 10 o'clock. So, anybody else wish to speak on this one?
Like, if we were to reject this on the grounds that you've just said, which I would want to, my only reason I wouldn't do that is because of what you've described previously, which is if we don't hit a quota, then the government, are just the Conservative government, will just take over control and will do whatever the hell they want, and we won't have any say. Is that true? That was. Am I remembering correctly?
Well, the one bit is you don't know what government we're going to have. So
let's say the Conservatives do win for the point and for time. You know. So what's the answer?
We have to make all these decisions based on current policies. Whatever government has in power is based on current policies and the housing.
I'm aware of that, but my question was, would the Conservative government, if they get in power again, take over control if we don't hit the quota, which is the reason why I would reject it for the reasons that Councillor Nicholls just said. So, is it the lesser of two evils in that sense? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Well, Councillor Nicholls' argument was that he didn't like the look of it, I think, wasn't it?
Well, that it was just inadequate in every way was my understanding of what he said. Can we not do better than this? But the risk is if we reject it on those grounds, hoping that something better will come along, then we'll just have not enough properties and the Conservative government will just do whatever they want and take control. So the question remains, will the Conservative government take control if we don't hit the housing quota? That's what we're worried about.
Well, in terms of the fact we don't have a 5-year housing land supply, the guidance is in the NPPF and the tilted balance supplies that I refer to, and the presumption is in favour of development unless the site's in the Greenbelt.
Yeah.
So that applies now, and I can't see it changing on the 13th of December, whatever the outcome is. There might be change in the future, but that's the position now. And if you look at the application, so we've got tilted balance in favour of approving it, and there aren't any policies to refuse it. Because of the current local plan and the national planning policy.
Thank you for sort of not answering the question, but giving me the correct answer.
But in 7.23, it says that the our urban design consultant thinks it's very nice.
I think the answer to Tom's question really is it doesn't matter what government's in, it's in legislation now. So whatever government gets in, it's up to them to change it or leave it as is.
So that was the point I was making. Even if there's a change of government, who knows, the guidance in the NPPF won't change overnight. We still have to approve housing because we don't have a 5-year housing land supply in the urban areas.
And they spend all their time in Parliament doing Brexit, so there's no time for changing laws on housing. Have I got any other member wish to speak on this item? No, in that case, do we move to the vote? The recommendation was to approve. All those in favour, please show. That's 10, and those against? 1. Okay, that means that application number 19/00796/FUL, Forum House, 14 Thames Street, Staines upon Thames, is approved, subject to conditions. There are no urgent items. Well, I don't know, Councillor Sider, if you're going to be here for the December one, because it's Big Tree Night. It's Big Tree Night, the next planning meeting. Yeah, so we'll try and get a few things on the agenda and see what we can do. So it always is. So thank you all very much, councillors and officers, and good night.